Hey, welcome back. This is Jennifer, and this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. So glad that you are here. Grab a cup of coffee or a tea or whatever it is that you're drinking right now, and your Bible, as long as you have your lesson with you as well. And let's go ahead and get into our lesson today, which is lesson 3, day 9, and we'll add day 10. Oh, I forgot our big introduction. Hi, this is Jennifer, and this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study, where we love God with heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. There we go. That feels better. And we are in lesson 3, and this is day 9. I'm going to go ahead and add day 10 to this as well, which is our usual thing we do, because I just let you have all of day 10 to yourself to do your create and share. We'll get to that part at the end of the lesson. Let's go ahead and open up with a word of prayer and jump into our study. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for the time in our word today, all the things that we come to the table with and with our discussion and our things that are on our mind that can make us feel confused even when we're praying. Thank you for that. Thank you for the chance that we have to look to you for our source of peace and strength and focus. And we bring that with us now as we come before you humbly into your word in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and do just that. Let me go ahead and hop over and share the screen with you so you can see. Hello. We are in lesson 3, day 9. And as always, let's hop over to Psalm 42 and continue where we left off and just re-recite verses 1 through 6 of Psalm 42. Here we go. Out of the English Standard Version, Psalm 42, 1 through 6. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night when they say to me all the day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down on my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon from Mount Mazor. You know what I was thinking of reading that just now? I was thinking of last time we were at Bible study together, and I'm in the other room, and I'm listening to a group of you in the side room, and you're coming together, and you're doing your Bible study, sharing time, and you're all reciting the verse together, and how it just made my heart so happy to hear a group of women coming together and reciting God's word and reading it together in unison. It was beautiful. When you guys come together this coming up week to do that, I want you to say it with enthusiasm and meaning and put some emotion into it and read it with pathos, with thought, and with like, gosh, what was this person going through while they were even writing these words and speak them? So don't let that just be words that you recite that are dry and old and retired, but really think it through and say it with emotion and maybe get a little drama into it as you go as well. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at the rest of our lesson today and hop over to that. Again, this is on the Jennifer Richmond blog. You can find that easily enough, jennifergrichmond.com. Believe the link to that is right there in the show notes to this study. So if you have any trouble with that, you just let me know. All right, so the Book of Ruth is well known not only as a beautiful love story, but as an amazingly balanced work of fine literature. The story is balanced from the first through the final chapter in theme as well as words. In the Hebrew, the opening verses have the same number of words as the closing verses you just read. And you just read, I would say you just read, you know, Ruth chapter 4, because we've just been reading it. Anyway, so what word or phrase would you use to summarize the opening of Ruth and the closing of Ruth? If you don't recall, let's go back to Ruth 1. And I have in the days of the judges where there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem and Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And Naomi returns, and she's empty and bitter is the main things I think of at the beginning of that. Let's go ahead and take a look at Ruth 4 and compare that. Boaz goes up to the gate and sits down there, and he has this meeting with the people. And we conclude here that the woman said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer." And we kind of earlier on, Boaz specifically says to Ruth, "I don't want you to go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed." So a son has been born. He will be a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age, which I love that phrasing. I'm going to go ahead and highlight that right now. And of course, the whole genealogy of Christ is listed here at the end. So back to our question, how would you summarize the opening and the closing? The opening of Ruth is summarized by death and loss. and emptiness and bitterness and hopelessness. And the closing of Ruth, I could summarize it by life and gain and fullness and promise and hope. So how did God redeem Ruth? What about Ruth makes her a surprising recipient of God's grace? Well, if you've been with us since the beginning, you'll remember that she's from Moab, a cursed people. And God specifically said, no relations, no connections, nothing bringing in to the Moabite people. Now, God himself allows for her to come in because he is a God of mercy and of grace. And so how does God redeem Ruth? He redeems her through the storyline of people who were rejecting him. He redeems her through the storyline of people who have a nefarious background. I mean, think about Rahab, a prostitute, right? Boaz's own mother. And what about her makes it surprising once again? Her being a Moabite makes it very surprising. So I'd like you to draw a picture to illustrate Naomi's experience in the opening scene of Ruth 19 through 21 and the closing scene of Ruth 14 through 16. Now, this is where you get clever and creative, and this is where some of you hit the panic button. What? Draw something? I can't. I'm going to just draw lame stick figures. You just go ahead and draw those lame stick figures and just, it is what it is. Have fun with it anyway. And I want to see them. Take a picture of it. Post it. Share it. Tag me in it. Let me see what those pictures turn out look like. I always enjoy seeing your pictures. So share those with me as you go ahead and do that. All right, let's go ahead on. And I know you pause. Take your time to write it out right now. Pause and then come back. And let's go on to question number four when you come back. Did you pause? Did you come back? All right. The comparisons in verse 11 through 12 point back to Israel's history. The mini genealogy in verses 18 to 22 points forward to Ruth's grandchildren. Why is this an appropriate end to the story? Well, let's take a look. Reading Ruth 11 through 12 and 18 through 22, let me go ahead and highlight that so we can just call up those exact verses. Makes it a little easier on the screen just to see those exact ones, yeah? Here we go. Then all the people who were at the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your house like Rachel and Leah, who built up the house of Israel. May you act worthily in Ephrathah and be renowned in Bethlehem. May your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah. This little mini genealogy there. And then here's the full one. Perez, Hezron, Hezron, Ram, Ram, Aminadab, Aminadab, Nahshon, Nahshon, Salmon, Salmon, Boaz, Boaz, Obed, Obed, Jesse, Jesse, David. I wonder, I'm just thinking about this. We memorized Psalm 42, but we've done this genealogy now so many times. I wonder if you've got this memorized as well. I think I almost do. I'm able to say those names so much better now. So the past history and the forward-looking history of Ruth's grandchildren. And why is this appropriate? Because it ends with hope. It ends with looking forward. It ends with here's where we've been and here's where we're going. And this is this beautiful culmination in the history and the stories that are revealed in the names that are listed in the genealogies. Have you seen the character and nature of God revealed in the account of Ruth? Have you? And our very first lesson in Ruth in our Create and Share Day, I asked you to write down what you'd like to learn more about God. What have you seen? How have you seen the character and the nature of God revealed as you've studied through Ruth together? I'd like you to write that down. Maybe even go back to your first lesson. Go back to that very first Create and Share and think about what you were thinking back then. It's only been a few weeks. What have you learned about God since that moment? How have you seen the character and nature of God revealed in this account? Share your thoughts with me on that. So reflecting on the word, this world, that man, may not treasure you, may not see hope in you, may not grasp your value, but you have a kinsman redeemer who does. Like Boaz, who saw the beauty and future in Ruth, Jesus sees the beauty and future in you. Like Boaz, who treasured and protected Ruth, Jesus, your kinsman redeemer, treasures and protects you. The book of Ruth begins with loss and emptiness. No future, no hope. But the story of Ruth ends with gain and fullness. It ends not only with a future, but the ultimate future and ultimate hope. As it concludes with the name of David the King, who is a man after God's own heart, and from whom descends the hope of the nations, all nations. Like Ruth, you were bought with a price. Your name cannot be blotted out from the book of life when you fully surrender to the name that is above all names, Jesus Christ. I am praying for you today that you will renew your love for Jesus, deepen your trust in his plan, see how his faithfulness makes you more faithful and grow ever more faithful and fearless as you surrender to the one who knows you by name. I hope that you will hear my heart in this and know that these are words that I prayed over and prayed for you, that you would truly know your value, truly know how much you are loved. And as you're reading through Ruth and you're wrapping up this account and you're moving forward and taking what you've learned with you, I pray that you will find opportunities to use what you've learned to not only just nourish and bless your own soul, but to nourish and bless the souls of others as well. That's what we should do as believers. That's what the word of God that's alive and sharp and living does inside of each and every one of us. Isn't that true? It is. All right, let's go ahead and I'm just going to read with you our create and share from day 10. And we'll conclude with this today before we hang up and move on to our next lesson. All right. So for your lesson 3, day 10, don't forget to write down your Bible verse. Hopefully you have all of chapter 42, 1 through 6 memorized by now. Hopefully. All right. And here's what your create and share is. Ruth was at least 10 years without an heir, without hope, and even in her move back to Bethlehem, she had no promise of marriage or children. And yet God, in his time, provided for her. And his provision wasn't just the letter of the law. Mr. So-and-so could have done that. But no, God provided for Ruth, Naomi, Boaz, and even you and I through his abundant grace and amazing sovereignty over and above the law. How will the truths you've encountered in this study impact how you live your faith? Draw a picture or take a photo or of something that represents to you the truths of what you have learned in this study. Share your thoughts and drawing or photo with someone today. And I've just given you space here on the page here to make a picture and post it in there or draw something out. Maybe even pick something, actually, something physical in your environment, something like a plant or flower or leaf, or I don't know, something you want to just, like a memory, just to stick it right there on this and jot your thoughts down about how that has connected to you. So today's a good day also just to share that, but also just to finish writing Ruth. If you haven't had a chance to write all of Ruth yet, go back and make sure you've done that so that you can come back to our Bible study together with us this coming week and have that all written. And remind me if I forget, I do have a binding machine that I can make available to people if you actually want to take the pages you've written on any of the Bible studies you've done with us, and I can give you a little binding and make it into your own booklet. Don't forget to remind me to do that. All right. So thank you again for being with us today in this study, and I appreciate hearing from you and knowing that you're there listening and connecting with me on the other side of this camera. As always, know that you are loved and prayed for, and I look forward to being back together with you again real soon. Bye-bye for now.